Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Last time I saw you, Penelope Noir, was thundering around Laneway.
Yes, that's correct.
Taking reporting and taking note of everyone's attire.
Yes.
And I was with my friend, and she had been taking photos of people's Hawaiian shirts nonstop all day long.
She had
about
brilliant.
700 Hawaiian shirts.
It was brilliant.
And I'm saying Sam, who does our TV review, had the best one.
Yes,
Did you see a picture of that, though?
That's right, yeah. My favourite two were the five bananas.
That's not Hawaiian shirts, that's guys dressed as bananas.
Four guys and one girl.
Right. When I saw them, there was only three.
Yeah, well, I ended up...
I suppose different bananas like different types of music.
Yeah, well, I ended up at DJDS. I'm sure that's not how you pronounce it. But they were kind of like techno DJs at the Thunderdome, and I didn't know anything about them at all. And the five bananas rocked up, and it was a party.
It was a bunch.
It was a bunch of bananas dancing to like techno. Remixed Florence and the Machine. It was great.
It's a big call all deciding as a group to dress as fruit.
Yeah.
I saw a watermelon there and
really?
Yeah. It's all right. But it wasn't a great costume.
Yeah.
Neither were the banana costumes, to be honest. But still, you know, there was bananas are pretty comedy.
Yeah.
You know? Watermelon aren't so comedy.
I like the ones that are prawns. You know, have you seen the prawn ones? They're pretty cool. I hope that next year there is a lot of prawns.
Prawn
costumes.
Like, just a simple prawn.
Yeah.
I didn't see any prawns, no.
No, but
see, that's
I've
another
seen
decision
them.
That I wouldn't imagine. I wouldn't have picked straight off the bat for, well, I might wear my prawn outfit.
Yeah.
You know, I bought it.
Yeah.
I might as well wear it.
I've only worn it once to that Halloween costume. Maybe there's a
thing. Someone called me a shrimp and they just didn't get it and it just pissed me off. And but prawn, I'm a king prawn. I am so. Gangster.
If you could dress as anything to go to a festival, what do you think?
I've always thought that there should have been a compulsory fancy dress big day out. I reckon that would have been the most wackiest thing.
Would have been amazing.
That would have been wacky. That would have tested the mettle of some of the Aucklanders that your fancy shirts and your sunglasses and your bits and bobs. No, you have to dress up.
Yeah.
You have to dress up as something. You have to come as like a mushroom or a boot or something like that, whatever.
Like a food of any sort. Like
no, not that specific. I mean, come
really?
People, you can't. It's, I mean, that's people panic when they do that. And then you'll have like 700 pieces of bread all watching the same band. And then the band will get this weird phobia that they'll get. They'll go, why are people dressed as bread watching us? This is weird. How come none of the cherries and they're watching us and the more exotic fruits? Anywho.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
So today I thought we'd talk about the assassination of Gianni Versace.
Sure, why not? Speaking of fruity shirts.
Yeah, which is, if you don't know, an American crime story TV series. This is the second season. And
first one was about OJ, guilty, not guilty, who knows?
Yeah, which I didn't watch, to be honest, but because I'm kind of quite fascinated by Gianni Versace, I thought this one would be quite good. It did win Best Miniseries or TV Film at the Golden Globes this year, as well as Best Actor in a Miniseries. And for people who don't know Versace...
Phenomenal, right?
He is like... king of like the loudest kind of fashion ever. He kind of once said, I don't believe in good taste. Lady Gaga, Edge of Glory video, she's wearing vintage Versace all the way through it. Liz Hurley, she was kind of made famous not for going out with Hugh Grant, but actually for showing up at four weddings and a funeral, the premiere, in a Versace dress that was just black, held together by gold safety pins.
Yeah, fair enough too.
That was like 1994. He was one of the first designers to kind of intertwine music and fashion. He was great mates with people like Eric Clapton and Sting and Duran Duran and Elton John. Also, Diana, Princess of Wales.
Sure. The Princess of Wales.
Yes. Kate Moss, Naomi Campbell.
When he was really churning them out, it was like that sort of extravagant sort of Greco-Roman sort of...
Yeah, he was heavily influenced by that. Yeah, and his kind of logo was Medusa's head, you know.
Was it Medusa? It was actually Medusa.
Yeah.
Oh, how about
and
that?
He actually branched out from just doing clothing and did dinnerware and homewares and things. And I think in like
some
maybe
good perfumes too, actually.
Yeah, and in I think in Melbourne or maybe somewhere in Australia there was a Versace hotel.
Yeah, no,
there
definitely was a Versace hotel. In fact, yeah. The Versace hotel is where the Disney Church had one of their retreats once. We talked about that on BFM. I found out some information. Someone gave me some information about that, and I thought, look at that! You're staying at that hotel owned by that gay guy. Because they don't like the gays. They don't like the gays, the Disney Church.
No.
They may not pay tax, but they also don't like the gays.
Yeah. I hate that church. Sorry. He also had an infamous rivalry with Giorgio Armani, and one of the kind of sayings was, Armani dresses the wife, Versace dresses the mistress, which I think was pretty funny. But anyway, so this TV series is based on the assassination of Gianni Versace by a guy called Andrew Cunanan. And what I didn't realise is that he was called a spree killer, Andrew Cunanan. And I thought he actually just went and, like, murdered Gianni Versace. But he didn't. He'd actually murdered a few people before that.
I think he did a few warm-ups.
Yeah, had a few warm-ups. And so Gianni was the last person he murdered. He murdered five people. And they're not even sure if he actually really knew him. They thought maybe that he had met him maybe once on the kind of like party scene, but they're not quite sure of the relationship. And of course, the House of Versace are very like quick to distance Gianni, actually knowing him and that sort of thing. And what's quite interesting about the TV series is that instead of, you know, kind of starting at the beginning and then finishing with the murder, they do it the other way around. So they start with the murder and then they move backwards. And if you think about when you're trying to get into a story, you kind of think, you know, whenever someone does something horrific like murder somebody, you almost kind of look for, you think, oh, that person's a monster, but you kind of almost look for some kind of like human traits that you can relate to in a way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like looking,
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, looking for, you know, so when, because the story goes backwards, you never kind of really get attached to the killer at all, you know, because it's, you
just, he's a
you
sort
can't
of a, but he's also intensely almost like a American Psycho sort of character too, by all accounts, you know.
Yeah, he totally had you know, sociopathic kind of tendencies right from being a kid.
Sort of soulless.
Yeah. The guy that plays Andrew Cunanan, his name is Darren Criss. He's the one that won the Golden Globe for the Best Actor. I think he'd been in Glee, but I never watched that show. Ricky Martin plays Gianni Versace's boyfriend, Antonio D'Amico, and he's actually really good. Like, I thought
Ricky Martin?
Yeah,
he's living La Vida Loca, don't forget that.
Yeah, he was actually like really
inside,
good.
Outside, living La Vida Loca.
And Penelope Cruz is Donatella Versace, and she does that quite well as well. So I guess if you're kind of into crime dramas.
But what about
like
the
that?
Fashion? I mean, you're the fashion reporter. What about the fashion side of the show? Is the fashion side of the show exposed adequately for someone like yourself?
Yeah, so they go through like how he starts, how Versace starts, and how he does costumes for the opera and all that kind of thing. And they film it actually at his Miami Beach house and the other houses he has around the world, which are like so
just around the house, yeah, just like, around,
yeah,
and lovely, opulent sort of, and quite the sort of the, by all accounts, from what I can gather, quite the, if you're well to do and say in Italy, that's kind of how you dress your house with as much of that, business as possible.
Yeah, well, I think about like
I'm only going from a few things I've read and the odd TV series I've watched.
Yeah, like Sopranos, like the you know, the mafiosos' wives are all kind of dressed in that kind of Versace style, kind of. If it's not Versace, it's that gold and quite loud prints and, you know, that sort of thing. So I think it really is a look. And the cool thing is that they also really reflect Miami in the sense of like pastel tones and the other characters' costumes as well, which I think is really cool.
Miami's a weird town.
Yeah, I've never been there. Have you been there?
I've been there. It's a weird town.
Yep.
Yep. It's strange. It's, yep. Hey, but it is what it is, you know? It's just, but.
Miami, strange town.
I found it a very unusual town.
So you can watch this show on Netflix. It's on there at the moment if you're interested in learning a bit about Versace and also the actual full story behind his assassination. But if not, and you just want to
get
check
up to
out,
speed on it,
yeah. If you want to check out his clothing, I recommend for a short kind of watch, watch Edge of Glory with Lady Gaga's video.
He put out some pretty extravagant jeans for the gentleman at one stage there. But it was quite the thing to have a pair of these Gianni Versace jeans. But I just thought they were a little bit busy.
Yeah. Have you ever had any Versace clothing?
No. I don't think so. Have I? No. No, I mean, no, perfume though. Definitely some of his perfumes. He's got some good perfumes, but clothing, no, ma'am.
No.
Not.
Bit too bright.
Not my tempo. You know?
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep beep.
Beep beep.